Well, throughout the 2012 presidential election campaign, we've certainly heard a lot about the middle class. You watched the political conventions. They were no exception. Do a quick search on any of those word cloud services on the internet. There is one on the New York Times website. And middle class, you'll find middle class was mentioned 47 times per 25,000 words by Democrats, but just 7 times by Republicans at their convention. Now, compare the phrase middle class to the word poverty, okay? Mentioned just 3 times per 25,000 words by Democrats and 5 by Republicans. This does not reflect the fact that poverty is waning in this country. In fact, the recession has left 1 in 6 Americans living below the poverty line. Politicians may not be talking about poverty, but our next two guests are making it their priority for the second year in a row with a traveling tour talking about that very topic. Cornel West is a professor at Union Theological Seminary. He joins us with his radio co-host, Tavis Smiley, from WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio. Their show is Smiley and West from Takeaway co-producer Public Radio International. Gentlemen, hello.
Hey, Todd. Good to be on with you.
Thanks for the opportunity. Brother Todd?
Good to have you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Professor West, let me start with you. What has happened? Can we talk a few numbers? What's happened to the poverty rate during this economic stagnation? Let's try to get our heads around this.
Well, we've got the highest levels of poverty in 50 years. And when you talk about near poverty, you talk about low-income brothers and sisters of all colors in America. You're talking about another 33 or 34%, which means you're roughly talking about 1 out of 2 precious fellow citizens, low income or poor, in poverty or near poverty. That's a moral disgrace. All Americans ought to be ashamed. The White House ought to be ashamed. Congress ought to be ashamed. You, me, Tavis, all of us ought to be ashamed living in the richest nation in the history of the world and dealing with that kind of moral obscenity.
Tavis, that makes me want to ask you why nobody's talking about it. I guess I get it. I guess that people think that poor people don't vote. That's nothing new. Mm-hmm. But the only debate I've heard about poverty recently is whether or not to cut food stamps, not what we're going to do to lift people out of poverty before the economy can recover.
Well, as always, your insights are keen. One, poor people do not vote at the same level as the elite, number one. Number two, Todd, we also know that they don't make major campaign contributions the way other folk do. Dr. West and I say all the time that both parties are bought and bossed by big money, by big business, by big banks, and so poor people end up being rendered invisible. The problem now, and particularly today, in light of last Friday's dismal job numbers, and in light of the abysmal numbers that we expect even momentarily from the U.S. Census Bureau, the official poverty numbers come out today, Wednesday. We suspect when you combine those two numbers, Todd, you're going to see a very simple, a very clear portrait, I should say, of what's happening in America. And it's simply this, that poverty is the new American norm. It ought to be abnormal, but it's the new normal. And until Mr. Romney and Mr. Obama and all the rest of us, as Doc said, get serious about making it a priority, our democracy is threatened by poverty.
Dr. West, you and Tavis are hitting some swing states, as I understand it, Ohio, Virginia, Florida, Pennsylvania. Those are all states with big cities and plenty of poverty, especially in their inner city areas, but not confined to those. It reminded me of something when I saw that the last national politician to talk about poverty in a clear and concise way was John Edwards. Who was candidate back in 2004, ruined his career with sex scandals. But I have not heard anyone on the national stage since make a clear political platform on the issue of poverty.
No, it's true. It's very true indeed. And, of course, when you're really talking about people who've been added to Marion Wright Edelman's and others, building on the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., Dorothy Day, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, and others, you're really talking about keeping track of the indifference toward poor people. The rendering invisible of poor people. And what Brother Tavis and I are trying to do is shift the climate of opinion. We need to have the same kind of attention, private and public investment, jobs of living wage, education of quality, schools of housing of quality, and so forth, that we've given to bankers, that we've given to folk who have had tremendous amount of attention in the last 3 or 4 years, who also often tend to be the most prosperous.
Tavis, you're headed to these swing states, but you know the dynamics of this election. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama are fighting over 5 to 6% of the electorate who are deemed undecided or gettable in these swing states. Those undecided voters are largely considered to be white and middle class, and nobody's talking about poverty. Why would they when they're fighting over 5% of the electorate here?
Well, because I think a decent number of that 5% are either in poverty themselves or they're certainly teetering. There are three distinct groups, Todd, that make up the poor in America these days. One, the perennially poor, folk who've been stuck there, some of them for generations. So you have the perennially poor. You have the near poor, as Doc suggested earlier, those who are low income and just a paycheck or two away from being in poverty. And thirdly, the class you're talking about now, Todd, you have the new poor. And the new poor are the former middle class. So a lot of these folk who are undecided, and I quite frankly don't know how you could be undecided at this point because the two visions are so stark on a variety of the issues, even though both ought to be pushed on the issue of poverty, of course. But if you're an undecided person, so much of what they're undecided about is their economic angst. Who do they think is going to best advance the notion of democracy and prosperity in this country? That's what they're concerned about, mostly economic issues. And so it makes sense for us to be right now kicking off this tour today in Ohio and then going on to, as you mentioned, Virginia and Pennsylvania and Florida. This has got to be a priority. Let me just say right quick before our time runs out, Todd, that in the last election between McCain and Obama, in those three presidential debates, the word poor, I love the way you start this conversation with the word search idea and suggestion to the audience. But consider this. In 2008, three presidential debates, McCain and Obama, the word poor or poverty, Todd, didn't come up one time. Not one time in three debates. Obama didn't raise it. McCain didn't raise it. The moderators didn't ask about it. Respectfully, two of those moderators are back on the stage this year. We got to make poverty a central theme in these debates.
Cornel West is in Ohio with Tavis Smiley, who you were just listening to there. They are on a poverty tour starting in Cleveland, Ohio, and co-authors of The Rich and the Rest of Us. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brother Toss.
Thank you, Todd.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.